first thing you notice when looking at the schedule.
Could we put the audio on with you also asking the questions?
Is the winning percentage.
Uh-huh.
Just talk about, I mean, overall, not individually, but overall, this is probably the toughest schedule you've had in a few years.
Yeah, I'd argue, arguably maybe top to bottom, the toughest schedule we've probably ever had, and certainly with some pretty marquee teams and marquee names in college soccer, both national finalists and the national champion, obviously. Two of the best in the Big Ten and the reigning Big Ten regular season champion, Penn State, and NCAA team, Michigan. Sprinkled in with some other non-traditional names of very, very good teams, like High Point, Stony Brook, and Radford, just to name a few. From top to bottom, the schedule is good enough to probably be one of the top 10 or 15 in the country next year from top to bottom. And obviously, it's those are the kind of games that our fans want to see and our kids want to play.
And before we get into the individuals, just 13 home games, obviously, what we say, Dick Dolesko's a fortress, and, you know, you're bringing soccer, high level of soccer to Dick this year.
Yeah, well, you know, Penn State, Michigan, and Akron, obviously, the headline games on that schedule. We're going to have some fantastic matches for our crowd to appreciate and get to see and support our team, and, you know, our fans want to see us play good teams. They don't want to see us not be challenged. And when we've played big teams here, and we've had UConn here a couple times, number one in the country, and beaten them. We've had Notre Dame and Santa Barbara and Maryland and all these top clubs and top programs come into Morgantown. Our fans certainly enjoy coming out to those games. And I think if we can take care of business at home, this could be a pretty special season for us.
And is the schedule kind of a direct correlation as to what happened last year where you weren't playing? I mean, you guys had a hard schedule, but at the same time, it wasn't every single game, and it showed in the RPI at the end of the year. Come to Mac.
Last year was we didn't have a whole lot of time last year because of the conference change very, very late. Even though the Big 12 stuff had gone through early, it left us without a conference and having to scramble to get ourselves set. And in the process, we had to lose a lot of games because of the way the conference schedule worked out. And we ended up throwing something together that wasn't necessarily advantageous for us. We had a number of situations where a number of different times during the course of the season where we played three games in 6 days or three games in 7 days. And that's not what you want to have happen to your squad. And unfortunately, it was just the situation that was dealt to us. But and obviously with some more time, we've been able to better manage the schedule, better piece it together in a format that's going to be both beneficial to our kids in terms of challenging us and giving us a good stature in the RPI and also giving us the best chance to win games because of the being able to space it out in a more proper manner.
You look at the schedule right away. You open at home again, Central Connecticut and Radford. Just talk about opening at home and getting a good mark to start off the year.
Yeah, starting off the year is going to be important for us, and we'll head out to Real Salt Lake's facility in Arizona for a few days of preseason training, and then we'll get two really good opening exhibition games with Ohio State and Villanova before a difficult opening weekend in our co-hosts with Penn State. And Central Connecticut is a team that is heavily internationally based, well coached by Sean Green, and they're going to pose a number of challenges for us right off the bat. And Radford, and former St. John's assistant Mark Reeves, was a very, very good team last year, a 10-win team that is going to compete for a Big South title this year. And so we've got right off the bat with our exhibition schedule, and then with those two home games, a couple good games that are going to get us really, really prepared for a very challenging slate right after that.
And that second weekend is probably the hardest weekend in college soccer this year.
Yeah, we've always said that if you're going to be the best, you got to play and beat the best. And Georgetown returns one of the best teams in America next year with two of the highest scoring forwards in the country, with Brendan Allen and What the heck's the kid's name?
Steven something.
What's his name?
Steven, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't remember what the other forward on there who's been there. Are two of the better forwards in America. And obviously they played a fantastic Final Four and went to the national title game and lost to a very, very tough Indiana team in the national championship. And then we'll turn around, we'll hop on a plane, and we'll fly out to Bloomington, which is always a very difficult place to win. The last time that I was played against Indiana, and I've been out there many times when I was an assistant at Penn State, we were able to beat them. We beat them twice in the same season that last year when we won both the Big Ten regular season and the Big Ten tournament championship. And that's about as great of an environment as there is in college soccer, and obviously the history with 8 national championships and countless Final Fours and Big Ten championships. It's going to be a daunting task for our guys, but again, you get to go into one of the greatest environments in college soccer, and we've been there and done that before and been pretty successful, and I think this group will respond.
And then after that, kind of similar weekend the next weekend where you return home, you take on Wright State on Friday, but then you have to go up and take on former Big East foe St. John's.
Yeah, St. John's, again, team that's won countless Big East championships, and a team that is always in the mix for NCAA and tournament and a national title. And that environment is also a challenging one. But again, it's one of those games on a Sunday night under the lights up at St. John's that will test our guys. It'll challenge our guys, and certainly it will hopefully bring the best out of our guys. And when you go and you play those games, and whether you win or lose, there's only benefit that comes out of it. And we're certainly hopeful that we can go to all these environments and find results.
And then obviously next weekend. For some reason, oil.